sweetest friend. You should be a special schuss for every morning. Mimi Rotzi Shayichu. The Gemara Maseches Kedusha and Chaf Aleph from an Aleph says Omer Avina Eved Ivri Anim Kar La'akum Yochiach Shein Lo Vavagol Ve'gol Lechatzayim. We see from this Gemara that if you have an Eved Ivri who was sold to a guy, the din is that one is not allowed to borrow money in order to redeem him, and one cannot redeem him for half of the years that he has left to work, but rather he must redeem him either completely or not at all. We see from this Gemara that Eved Ivri Anim Kar La'akum Yochiach Shein Lo Vavagol Ve'gol Lechatzayim, that if a Jew is sold as an Eved to a guy, one is not allowed to borrow money in order to redeem him. Now, what's the makor for this? Rashi brings a makor, and he says that it comes from Ohisiga Yado. It comes from the pasuk that if you have enough money, meaning you personally have enough and you don't have to borrow, La Fuke, and that comes to exclude a case of Lo Vavagol. That one is not allowed to borrow in order to redeem him. So the pasuk and also Ravina and our sugya are talking about an Eved Ivri who sold to a goy. What about a din of an Eved Ivri who sold to a Jew? Are you allowed to borrow money and then redeem that Eved Ivri from his avdus or not? Tosis HaRosh and the Ritva, the beginning of this sugya, Chaf Amid Beis, Gabe Geulas Chatzayin, regarding redeeming half of him, and the same with regard to Lo Vavagol, borrowing in order to redeem, right, that we learn Nimkar Li Yisrael, Mi Nimkar La'akum, Migzeira Shavav Sachir Sachir, or Vichisasig from the Vav that connects the two. So we learn from one of those two places that Hu Adin Nimkar Li Yisrael, Eino Lo Vavagol, just like Nimkar La'akum, Eino Lo Vavagol, so to Nimkar Li Yisrael, Eino Lo Vavagol. So Frek the Achronim, the Rambam, very, very shver Rambam. The Rambam paskins that Nimkar La'akum is Lo Vavagol. I mean, Nimkar La'akum is Lo Vavagol. Ravina Nar Sugya says Lahedya that Nimkar La'akum is not Lo Vavagol. And we also have a pasuk that Rashi brings, Visiga Yado, that shows Eino Lo Vavagol. That pasuk means that you're not allowed to, it's only in Masiga Yado. Only if you have sufficient funds. If you don't have sufficient funds, ain't no love of a God. You can't borrow in order to redeem. So, what is the Rambam talking about? Very, very sure Rambam, Mamish against the Gemara. Against Ravina, against the Pasuk, the Rambam Paskins, Nimkar La'akum, love of a God. It's even more difficult. Is it like Abay Nimkar Yisrael, the Rambam Paskins, Eino Lo Vavagol? Now, by Nimkar Yisrael, we don't learn about it in our sugya, and we don't have a pasuk. Just the Rishonim say it's learned from Nimkar La'akum. But if Nimkar La'akum, the Rambam Paskins, Lo Vavagol, then Mehechitesi, then Nimkar Yisrael, Ein Lo Vavagol. So that's a huge tzarich iyun on the Rambam. The Eben Ezel, in the second parak of Hilchas Avodim and Halacha Zayin, brings a teretz from his son-in-law, Hagaon Rav Aaron Kotler. Taka Rav Aaron has a richus about this in his Mishnas Rabbi Aaron, that b'nimkar la'akum there are three dinim. There's geulas atzmo, geulas krovim, and geulas acherim, like we learn on page 15b, O Dodo, is good. Let's crow from your relative can redeem you. Yigalenu, you can redeem yourself. Vinigal, someone else can redeem you. So Rabbi Aaron says that it's mistaber that the din she'ain lov of a goel was said only about gulas atzma. About which it says v'siga yodo. But when it comes to krovim or acherim, they are allowed to be lov of a goel, to borrow money in order to redeem him. Pasuk says, O Dodo ben Dodo Yigalenu, O Mishir Bisar Mishpachta Yigalenu, so one of his relatives can redeem him, O his Siga Yado Vinigal, or if he has enough money, then he can redeem himself. The Yarshin money, somebody gave him a matana, or he had lent money and somebody returned the money to him. So we see here that when it comes to the Eved himself, he can't borrow. He's the Siga Yada. He's not borrowing. But when it comes to the other two, when it comes to Gulas Krovim and Gulas Acherim, they can borrow money to redeem him. That's what Rav Aaron says. Another thing that Rav Aaron says, another hakdama, to answer the Rambam, is that if the Eved himself comes to redeem himself, midin gulas krovim, it's not going to be effective, because an Eved isn't a karov, an Eved is himself. He's not his own relative, he's himself. But let's say he wants to redeem himself, at gulas acherim, it's effective. Why is that? Because by gulas acherim, there's no din that he has to be an acher. Rather, it's a din that after gulas atzmon, gulas krovim, there's a din that everybody can be goel. And that includes everybody. So the Eved is included in everybody. So he can redeem himself midin gulas atzmon. And just like there's a din that if he doesn't redeem himself, and if his relative doesn't redeem him, then anybody can come and redeem him. So who does anybody include? Anybody includes himself. So that would mean that he's allowed to redeem himself midin gulas atzmo, and he's also allowed to redeem himself midin gulas acherim. That's another hakdam of Rabbi Aaron. So now, according to this, he's miyashiv as follows. That the Ravina said, and he learned from the pasuk of his siga yado, the nimkar la'akom ein alov of a goel, is midingulas atzmo. So midingulas atzmo, he can't be love of a goel, because that's his siga yado. But he can be love of a goel, of a liftos atzmo, midingulas acherim. Because as we explain, Eved himself also has a din of acherim. He can redeem himself midin himself, and there's another din that anybody can redeem him. So let him redeem himself as anybody. So you're right, he can't borrow money. It says v'siga yoda. He's not lov of a goel midin gulas atzma, but he's lov of a goel midin gulas acherim, because an Eved himself also has a din of acherim. So if you're going to say, wait a second, what's the nafkamina and ravina? And the alfusa from the pasuk, shein lov of a goel, halolam yachol lulvos v'ligol midin acherim. He can always redeem himself, midin acherim. So what's the nafkamin on the pasuk? Yisiga yado, that only if he can afford it, not that he can't be lov of a gal. Of course he can. He's doing it midin lov midin gulas acherim. So what's the nafkamina that midin gulas atzmo he can't be lov of a gal, but sof kol sof he can be lov of a gal midin gulas acherim. So we have to say that the nafkamina is that if he doesn't have money and he wants to borrow and redeem himself, it's not gulas atzmo. In Mimela, there's a mitzvah of geula on the relatives. Because the din is that if he has money to redeem himself, there's no obligation on the krovim. But since he doesn't have it, he has to borrow, and there's no din gulas atzmo, now there's a chiyuv on the krovim to redeem him. So that's the nafkamina. The nafkamina is that if he has to go and borrow, then there's a chiyuv on the krovim to redeem him. Because he can't do it himself. He can't do it midin gulas atzmo because he doesn't have his own funds. So therefore he needs the funds if he needs to borrow. Oh, you need to borrow, so now there's a din in gulas krovim. The relatives have to redeem him. And not that the Rambam says that lov of a goel is talking about when there aren't gulas krovim, all there is acherim. So midin acherim, he can do it. So what do we say the Rambam paskins? The Rambam paskins, the nimkar lakam lov of a goel. How's he lov of a goel? Medina Cherim. If his relative isn't going to do it, then he has to do it himself. Or he's allowed to do it himself. He's allowed to be Lov of a Goa. If the relatives aren't doing it, if they're not being Mekayim their mitzvah, to redeem him, for whatever reason, then the din is that he's allowed to be Lov of a Goa. And that's the Rambam is talking about. And now it's Meduik Lahafli B'divrei Rambam. The Rambam starts and he says, Nimkar La'akum Shesiga Yado Goel Atzmo. And only after he writes the Din of Gulas Acherim, only after he writes the Din of Gulas Acherim, he says, you can also be Lov of a Goel. So first he writes, Nimkar La'akum Shesiga Yado Goel Atzmo. Why is Siga Yado? Because then you have to pay for it yourself. You can't borrow. It has to come out of your own funds. That's the Rambam says first. And then the Rambam brings down the din of Gulas Acherim. And when he brings down the din of Gulas Acherim, after he brings down the Gulas Acherim, he says that Lov of a Goel. And what's Lov of a Goel talking about? It's talking about he's Lov of a Goel himself. Medina Acherim. Either Acherim can be Lov of a Goel, or he can be Lov of a Goel himself, Midin Acherim. So here's the Lashon of the Rambam. Nimkar lakim lo sigi yado ligol krov of podimoso. So if someone sold to a guy, if he can't afford it, then the krovim are po to him. But karov kodim, the closer relative you are, the earlier you do it, and the Beis enforce them. Lo pedu krovav, oshen yada maseges, if his relatives didn't redeem him or he can't afford it himself. Mitzvah kol adam Yisrael eftoso, so that's the pecking order. First, it's him. Lo siga yado, the relatives. And then acherim. And then after the Rambam writes acherim, it's gevaldik, the Rambam says, v'yeshal luvo, so ligal asatzma min ha'akum. He can borrow and redeem himself from the guy. The guy lechatzayim. Why? Because now he's doing it midin gulas acherim. And midin gulas atzmo. Now, Nimkar le Yisrael, the Rambam Paskins Ein Lova V'Goa. So we asked, but it's learned from the Rishonim learn it from Nimkar La'akum. So if when he sells himself to a guy, the Rambam Paskins Lova V'Goel, why if he sells himself to a Jew, the Rambam Paskin Ein Lova V'Goel? The answer is because the Rambam is talking about himself, redeeming himself. Aval Nimkar Yisrael Ein Akrovim Podim Oso. By Nimkar Li Yisrael, it's only if it's Siga Yada, only if he's doing it on his own. But Ein Lova V'Goel. Because Midin Atzmo, Midin himself, Midin being Poda himself, he can't redeem himself if he has to borrow. So Taka, you learn Nimkar Li Yisrael from Nimkar Lakum. In both cases, Midin Giu Gulas Atzmo, he can't be Lova V'Goel. And the fact that the Rambam writes Lova V'Goel by Nimkar Lakum is only because he's doing it Midin Acherim. As we saw as Meduik Lahafli in the Rambam, not only after he mentions the Din of Gula Sacherim, does he say that that he could be Lova V'Goel. So I saw in a sefer called Kuntrasei Shiurim of very chashuv Talmud Chacham, Rav Weinberg, who's a Ram in Panovich, Rav Yosef Weinberg. So he's in the looks like in the Yeshiva Ktana of Panovich. He's a Yeshiva Ktana in Eretz Yisrael, means high school. So he brings down that the Rav Aaron learned b'pshitus. It's chaval to say ha'oris and this Rav Aaron, it's so b'shmak. That the Rav Aaron learned b'pshitus that by gulus krovim ve'acherim they could be lova v'goel. That's how he understood. But in the Derech Amunah, Rav Chaim Knievsky in Hilchos Shemitah, Siv Katan Sari Aleph, gabei gulas de'achuza, that also has a din of gulas krovim, redeeming an ancestral field. And there's also a din of Ein Lova V'Goel, the Siga Yado, and he brings that Ein HaKrovim Yecholim Lulvos V'Ligol. They're no better than him. If he can't do it, they can't do it. And he brings a Makor from the Ravid in Taras Kohanim. So L'Fizeh Adin B'Gulas Krovim, Be'Evet Ivri, same vort. That just like he can't be Lova V'Goel, the Krovim and Acherim also can't be Lova V'Goel. So Rav Aaron learned B'Pashtas that the other two categories can be Lova V'Goel, Gulas Krov and Gulas Acherim. But Rav Chaim says it's not so by Stei Achuza, so L'Chore would be also not so here. Also, that Rav Aaron learned that the Eved himself can be Goel himself, Midun Gulas Acherim, and then he can be Lova V'Goel. So in the Sefer Oel Chia, I love the Oel Chia. The Oel Chia is awesome. They have an Oel Chia on Kiddushin, and they have an Oel Yitzchak on Gittin. These are Sfarim where Rabbi Hillel Mann, he gathers together from the great Rashi Yeshiva of Doros Achronim. They're chedushim on the Masechtas. I don't know how he gets all these kisvei yad, but he gets them. Anyway, it's brought down there in the name of Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, who explains the din. How come Ein Lova V'Goel? What's pshat the Ein Lova V'Goel? But krovim v'acherim can be Lova V'Goel. The Rambam says, "Hanimkar la'akim im lo asigi yada ligol krovim podim also." So he himself can't. But and Reb Aaron was medayik in the Rambam that when he says v'yeshel lilvos v'ligolos atzmo mina akum, so that's talking about medina cherim. Not talking about himself, midin gulas atzma. He's talking about midin gulas acherim. So Rav Aaron learned bepashtus that midin gulas atzma we can't be love of a goal, but acherim yes. So why is it that krovim and acherim can be love of a goal? If they can, we assume that they can, because we just saw the Derech Emunah that he says Ein lo v'gol, it says v'siga yado, and by steachuza, just like he can't be, the person himself can't, it has to be a siga yado. So to the relatives are no better than him. So hu adin begulas krovim. So be'evet ivri also we can say that krovim and acherim can't be lov of a goel. The only thing is afterwards then we're stuck in the Rambam because the Rambam says v'yeshlo lilvos v'ligolas atzma mina akum. So how are you going to learn that line? Unless you say that pshat is that he can redeem himself, and therefore krovim and acherim can also redeem him. We're going to get back to the Rishon Zalman in a minute. Krovim and acherim also can redeem him. Al yidei lo v'vigoel, and that would be not like Reb Aaron. But if you learn like Reb Aaron, then how do you make this pitzul? And say that he can't be lov and goel midin gulas atzmo, but krov min acherim can. By steachuzi, you see that doesn't work. So if you learn pashu shat in the Rambam, he can be goel lov of a goel, and therefore acherim and krovim can also be lov of a goel. But Rav Aaron's learning that he can't midin goel atzmo be lov of a goel. He cannot, and acherim and krovim can, and therefore when he's love of a goal, and the Rambam says he's love of a goal, he's doing it midin acherim and krovim. But then again, we're making pitzul between him and krovim and acherim, and by steachuzi you can't do that. We don't do that. Steachuzi, it's all the same. That's just like he needs to be a siga yado, so too. Krovim v'acherim. Anyway, back to the Rishon Zalman. Rishon Zalman says, let's say you would take it as a given that he can't be lov of a goel, but krovim and acherim can be lov of a goel. Because before you look in the Rambam, that's really the way it should be. Because v'siga yado is only talking about him, so he can't be lov of a goel, and acherim and krovim can be lov of a goel. So why is that? So Rav Shlomo Zalman explained that the Chiddush of the Torah of Geula is that in order that a person be Mishtachrer and not be an Eved, the Torah wants the person should be Mishtachrer, he shouldn't be an Eved. Let's say he has to borrow, then now he owes money, he's going to have to sell himself again, so what's the point? So if somebody else is borrowing, so he wasn't an Eved in the first place, so hope that he'll be able to return the money. But this guy, or at least he's, in the meantime, he's redeeming somebody else who's not going to be an Eved again. But if the guy redeems himself, borrows to redeem himself, then he's going to be out of money, and then he's going to have to sell himself again as an eved. So the Torah is not achieving its goal. So therefore, ein lo v'goel. And he says, that's not like Rabbi Aaron Cutler. What does he mean by that? Because if even if eved is coming midin acherim, it's still not going to help. Why not? Because he's going to end up having to sell himself. So say, oh, say lam d'shesach. He's not selling himself midin, he's not redeeming himself midin lo v'atzmo, he's redeeming himself midin acherim. Seder, but at the end of the day, he owes somebody else money, and he's going to have to sell himself again as an eved. So the Torah is not achieving his tachlis. So if you hold the whole reason that it has to be a siga yado by him, is in order that he should be freed from avdus, so it's not going to help. But this wouldn't apply to others. So therefore, Avaron's whole vort, says Rav Shlomo Zalman, to explain that he can be lo v'goel midin acherim, doesn't hold water, because even if you say it's midin acherim, at the end of the day, the Torah is not achieving its goals. Goals, he shouldn't be an eved, and if he has to borrow, even if he's darring midin acherim, but he has to pay the money, but he has to pay the money back. You could say he has to pay midin acherim b'seder, but he's paying the money back, and he's going to have to sell himself again as an eved. Therefore, it's hard to say that he's allowed to be love of a goel midin acherim. That's Rav Shlomo Zalman's kasha. Now, an interesting shaila in the din of ain love of a goel. What's the din of an eved ivri who has lots and lots of money, but nevertheless he borrows to redeem himself? Sometimes you don't want to use your own money. You know, you want to keep your money in the bank, nice and safe, so you borrow from someone else. So let's say, if we say ain lov of a goel, like the Gemara says, and the Ravina says ain lov of a goel, what would be the din about if is it mutter to borrow money? Meaning it's a siga yada, you can afford it, but that's not what you're paying with. You're paying with the money, borrowed money. So is he allowed to be lov of a goel in such a case? On one hand, he's a siga yado. On the other hand, but he's not paying with what is siga yado. He's paying with, it says, ain lov of a goel, Ravina says. According to Rav Shlomo Zalman, it would be great. He could definitely do this, because the whole chash is going to have to be sold back into Abdus, but this guy won't, because he's got plenty of money in the bank. So there's a lot, obviously, to talk about this sugya, but I very much wanted to say over the chiddush of Rav Shlomo Zalman, and we saw Maya Shladunbo and Rav Shlomo Zalman with Brian Cutler. And Amir Tashem, we should be zocha to continue seeing the flows gedolos mitaras Hashem Yisbarach. Shalom, shalom.